The Christians to whom the book of Revelation was addressed were in great distress. I'd like you to imagine that distress. And I'm going to ask you to do that by taking a moment and settling into your seat, the pews. Breathe as deeply as you can. Close your eyes and imagine. Imagine conflict. Put yourself there. Imagine distress. Imagine persecution. Imagine fear. Imagine anxiety. Imagine trauma. Imagine pain. And stay with that picture, for it is the experience of God's children addressed by the book of Revelation. Stay with the picture and hear the word of the Lord. Though the earth be shaken and mountains quake to the depth of the sea, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Worship him who made heaven and earth and seas of living water. You can come back from your imagination, but think about it. The experience of being in the midst of conflict and trauma and distress and anxiety, in which there's not much left to do, in the midst of natural and human-caused trauma, in the midst of the Great Babylon, probably Rome, but now in the 21st century, oppressions of the world and the flesh and Satan, stay with the picture, stay with the experience, and what will happen is that you will actually never give trite solutions to people who are in deep distress. It is but the word of the Lord that comes. As you retain the deep sense of fear and concern and anxiety, move to the basic reality of the gospel. Move to the basic reality of that which is secure, your relationship with Christ. Hold firm then, John suggests in Revelation. Hold firm, except it's not us holding. It is Christ who holds us firmly. So as you imagine affliction and pain and trauma, as you experience affliction, pain and trauma, you are held by Christ. You are sustained by his Spirit in the waters of baptism, in the ingestion of his word, in the reception of his body, with the company of the saints. Christ holds us eternally, always, without question. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.